Good afternoon, this is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Like to see you, like to say hello and all of that. And it's the music of the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, especially having to do with Bob Hammer's arrangements. The vocalist Stephanie Porter will be there, the great tap dancer Tim Hickey, all of that. And if you want to get tickets or find out about that, if you have a pencil, brown paper tickets, that's one word, brownpapertickets.com. And there's a phone number, if you'd like, I can give that out as I was instructed. But the whole idea is that to get people out and about, to listen to people who are out and about doing something and partaking of this, which is a great gift we have, that we can create things and make other people happy, and Bob Hammer has certainly done a lifetime of that. So join me for that celebration this Thursday at the Maiden Bauer Theater in Bellevue, starting at 7 p.m. All right, I'll mention that a little later in case you didn't get some of the info. Louis Armstrong and the Savoy Ballroom 5. I'm going to chase Save It Pretty Mama. This is a great composition by Don Redman. And we're going to chase it from 1928 with Louis Savoy Ballroom 5 into his orchestra 11 years later. Two versions of Save It Pretty Mama, both by Louis Armstrong.
Mama, day by day, please, honey, don't give none away. Let it pile up, honey, then if you say, I'll be around soon to spend the day. I have an art of loving that can't be beat. My way of hugging is a treat. I know we can agree, so save it, pretty mama, save it all for me. Thank you. save pretty mama. Day by day, don't give none away. Let it fall upon it if you may. I'll call around soon to name the day. I have an art of loving that can't be beat. My way of hugging is a treat. So why can't we, mama, agree? So save it, pretty mama, for me.
Save it, pretty mama, Louis Armstrong singing for you and playing his trumpet two different times, 1928 in Chicago, then 1939 in New York. The first band, Fred Robinson, trombone, Jimmy Strong, clarinet, Don Redman, the composer of Save It, Pretty Mama, on alto, Earl Hines, piano, Mansi Cara, banjo, and Zudi Singleton doing the drums, and Redman did the arranging as well. Then 1939 for Decca, this is pretty much Louis Russell's band. It backed up Louis throughout the 30s. Fine work on alto by Charlie Holmes, trombone work by J.C. Higginbotham, Pops Foster bass, and Sidney Catlett, one of the great, ever great drummers. And Louis, of course, in both places. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the UW Foster School of Business, offering work-compatible MBA programs to fit professionals' career goals, passions, and schedules. Program rankings and information about Foster MBA options at foster.washington.edu/fostermba. MBAs are not created equal.
Ain't Misbehavin' Now, written by Thomas Fats Waller, lyric by Andy Razaf, about 1929. First up, Duke Ellington. This is a rare recording by Ellington done in London when the band was over there in 1933. Ellington on piano. The first soloist will be Lawrence Brown on trombone, and pretty much featured Freddie Jenkins, trumpet player, Johnny Hodges alto, and Barney Bigard on clarinet. Thomas Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehavin' in London, Duke Ellington. Thank you. Misbehavin', performed by Duke Ellington, in London, just outside London, actually, in 1933 for English Decca. Lawrence Brown featured on trombone, Freddie Jenkins getting a chance to play more than he usually did on his trumpet, and Johnny Hodges alto and Barney Bigard clarinet. Back to Louis Armstrong now, 1938, his version, Ain't Misbehavin', so we might hear the lyric of Andy Rezap for Decca Records in this country. Trombone solo by Al Filburn and the piano work throughout by Nat Jaffe. Louis Armstrong and Ain't Misbehavin'.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehavin', save my love for you. Mama, I know for certain, the one love through the flirting, just you that I'm thinking of. Misbehavin', save my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? All your kisses worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go home about eight, me and my radio. Miss Haven, same love for you.
Armstrong, 38, and his version of Ain't Misbehavin' for Decca Records, and Andy Rezap's wonderful lyric. He was associated with Waller for a number of years and passed him in the time Waller died in 1943, unfortunately. Outside Kansas City, he got a pneumonia, and that was it. But he gave so much in his performances and his humor at a time during the 1930s when a lot of people needed more humor, as they do now. I'm sure of that. How the texture changes when you go from a big band to a solo pianist, and how the ear directs us in that way. That's why the dancers love certain changes in the bands that they were listening to and dancing to, because they would respond to that and change their style of dancing as well. Musicians talked about that, looking down to the dancers, 1,000 people dancing, and as they changed in the band, the whole group in front of them would change. Here's Art Tatum. solo piano in L.A., 1953, and Ain't Misbehavin'. Tatum solo piano in Los Angeles for Clef Records, Norman Grant's great middle period label, December 1953. I'm going to stay with Tatum because, and move up 1 year because I want to chase the next tune. The Way You Look Tonight, written by Jerome Kern in 1936 for a film called Swing Time, which I recommend. Tatum first, and then from 1951, Errol Garner at the piano with John Simmons bass, Shadow Wilson on drums. Two of them for you, The Way You Look Tonight. Thank you. The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern. A couple of different places. Art Tatum, Los Angeles, 1954. Earl Garner, piano, and John Simmons bass, Shadow Wilson on drums, 1951 for Columbia. And The Way You Look Tonight. Kern got that going in a film, which I recommend, called Swing Time, came out in about 1936. Art Tatum and Earl Garner, John Simmons and Shadow Wilson right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Lake Washington Vascular Surgeons, whose staff is committed to caring for their patients while applying the latest advancements in vascular treatments to a wide range of vein and artery conditions. More information at lkwv.com, because vein health is part of total health.
I'd like to take you now to Atlanta, 1928. Robert Hicks is there waiting for you. His stage name, if you will, was Barbecue Bob, because he ran a barbecue pit and some fine ribs, I'm told. And recorded by Columbia, all the big record companies were going about the business of collecting homegrown material from the various places in what they called the territories. And they word of mouth, hey, get down to Atlanta, you know, get the guy down there who sells ribs. Barbecue Bobby plays the guitar and sings while the ribs are getting ready. So here is Barbecue Bob in Atlanta, April 13th, 1928, in one he wrote called Waycross, Georgia Blues.
Down in Waycross, Georgia, where I so long to be. Or down in Waycross, Georgia, where I so long to be. There's a Waycross mama waiting down there for me. She's long and she's tall, sweet mama jelly bean. She's long and she's tall, sweet mama jelly bean. She knows just how to get me out of New Orleans. I never let her quit me, 'cause she knows her stuff. I never let her quit me, because she knows her stuff. When she starts loving me, I can't get enough. I'm going back to Waycross, going back there today. I'm going back to Waycross, going back there today. Then when I find my mama, no more will I stray. She sure put it on me, I can't rub it off. She sure did put it on me, I can't rub it off. I used to be hard-boiled, but now she made me fall. Oh, listen here, Waycross mama, please wait, wait for me. Listen, Waycross mama, please wait for me. I'm headed for Georgia, where I so long to be. Mm-hmm. la, 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 la.
Mm-hmm. Barbecue Bob, Atlanta, 1928 for Columbia. Waycross, Georgia Blues, written by him, his real name Robert Hicks. Charlie Barnett now, his band, wonderful band for a long time. Capitol Records in 1949, this is called Cuba. Gil Fuller and Cecil Payne wrote this. It was arranged by Fuller, the trumpet player, for those of you that remember Johnny Carson program. The solo was by Doc Severinsen. Baritone saxophone, Danny Banks, piano Claude Williamson, and Barnett on tenor. Charlie Barnett and Cuba, an arrangement by the co-composer Gil Fuller, with Cecil Payne arranging that, or writing that, I should say. Doc Severinsen, trumpet, Danny Banks, baritone, saxophone, Claude Williamson on piano, and Barnett on tenor. Change of Mood, same band, same time, 1949. Lonely Street, put together by Paul Villapique. The soprano sax of Charlie Barnett and the fine trombone work of Dick Kenny. Thank you. Charlie Barnett's beautiful soprano saxophone there, 1949, Lonely Street. Dick Kenny's beautiful trombone as well. Two more of Charlie Barnett in Los Angeles, 1949, Really, also known as Bop City, named after that great jazz place in San Francisco, written by Kai Winding, trombonist. The arranger's Manny Album. Dick Hafer plays the tenor solo, the choir of trombones, Dick Kenny, Harry Betts, and Herbie Harper. The altos, who chase each other, Vinnie Dean and Ruben Leon. And I should have mentioned before this the wonderful bass playing of Eddie Safransky and the equally wonderful drumming of Tiny Khan. Then to Manny Album's Claude Rains, a double meaning here, because Claude Williamson is going to play the piano throughout that. And Claude Rains, of course, was a fine character actor for many years in Hollywood. Two more of Charlie Barnett, 1949, Really, and Claude Rains.
Thank you.
something else there. Charlie Barnett and his orchestra, 1949, in Los Angeles. A couple of them. Really, done by Kai Winding. And Claude Rains by Manny Album. All for Capitol Records, and extremely fine bass by Eddie Safransky and drumming by Tani Khan. And all the soloists that I previously mentioned for you. Charlie Barnett, 1949. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. Take Claude Williamson out of Charlie Barnett's band and into his own recording for Capitol, done 1955. First, just solo piano on Jerome Kern's Yesterdays. And then Max Bennett's going to come in to play bass, and Stan Levy drums on George Gershwin's Of Thee I Sing.
Thank you.
Claude Williamson at the piano, solo piano to begin with Yesterday's, Jerome Kern's big hit from 1933. And then of Thee I Sing, George Gershwin's composition, Max Bennett came in to play string bass and Stan Levy drums to assist Claude Williamson, Hollywood, in May of 1955. We're going to continue with Claude and with Max Bennett and with Stan Levy. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Technology Management MBA at UW's Foster School of Business, an 18-month MBA on the East Side for technology professionals, now accepting applications for January classes. Registration at foster.washington.edu/TMMBA.
Earlier on, it was rare to have a bass player get a contract. But it happened, and Max Bennett, who you just heard playing bass, got one from Bethlehem Records in 1955 and was asked to gather together friends to make the record in Los Angeles. And he did. Frank Rossellino trombone, Charlie Mariano alto, Claude Williamson piano, Max himself on bass, Stan Levy again here on drums, and their friend Helen Carr to come in and do some singing. We will hear They Say, one done by Stephen Wise and Paul Mann and Eddie Heyman, Jeepers Creepers by Harry Warren, Do You Know Why by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, and Sweet Georgia Brown by Ben Burney, Ken Casey, and Maceo Pinkard.
They say you have no lips for a fool such as I. They say you just believe in hello and goodbye. And they say that the one I admire isn't even remotely concerned. And But I'll go on playing with fire until I have learned my heart has been burned. They say I shouldn't dream of your face in the moon. They say all of my dreams will be nightmares too soon. Let them talk, let them say what they want to. If it makes them feel happy that way, I know I'll always love you no matter what they say.
Thank you.
to say our love would stay until the cows came home. And then they just came home. Do you know why? We used to say our love would stay till Hades freezes over. And then it just froze over. Do you know why? We thought we had the future dancing a jig for us. Do you suppose our little dreams got too big for us? We used to say our love would stay forever and anon. Now forever's gone. Darling, do you know why? Neither do I. We thought we had the future. Do you suppose our little dreams got too big for us? We used to say our love would stay forever and none. And now forever's gone. Darling, do you know why?
The interruption there, for some reason, just cut short, but they were finished with the song, Sweet Georgia Brown. That was Max Bennett. I'm going to poke a button here. Hold on. Just to get going. Next. Max Bennett got a contract, a bass player in L.A. for years. 1955, Bethlehem Records gave him a contract, and he got together Frank Rossellino on trombone, Charlie Mariano alto, Claude Williamson piano, Max, of course, playing bass, and Stan Levy drums, with Helen Carr singing. We heard They Say by Stephen Weiss and Paul Mann and Eddie Heyman, Jeepers Creepers by Harry Warren, Do You Know Why, a rare one, very rare, by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, and the classic Sweet Georgia Brown by Ben Burney, Ken Casey, and Maceo Pinkard. Frank Rossellino played the trombone, Charlie Mariano the alto, Claude Williamson piano, Max Bennett bass, Stan Levy drums, Helen Carr. As I said, right there. Now, what do I want to do? Let me check the schedule. Let's go to Helen Merrill. We're going to chase Daydream, if I've got the right place up, but I think I do. And if not, I'll let it go and tell you what it is. Daydream was written by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. We will hear Helen Merrill with Dick Katz on piano in his arrangement, Thad Jones on cornet, Jim Hall guitar, Ron Carter on bass, and Pete LaRocca, excuse me, Pete LaRocca playing the drums, then Johnny Hodges' classic with his alto in Chicago 1940 for Bluebird, with Cootie Williams playing the trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Harry Carney Burt on saxophone, Duke Ellington piano, Jimmy Blanton bass, and Sonny Greer. Here's Daydream.
Daydream, why do you haunt me so? Deep in a rosy glow, the face of my love, you show. Daydream, I walk alone on air, building a castle there for me and my love to share. I find that he is daydreaming just like me.
Happy technology, happy technology. It worked just like I'd planned it. Daydream, written by Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn, performed by Helen Merrill, singing their lyric. Milestone Records, 1965, with Thad Jones trumpet and Dick Katz on piano and doing the arranging. Jim Hall playing guitar, Ron Carter bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums, then Johnny Hodges for Bluebird in Chicago, November 1940. His alto saxophone, Cootie Williams, trumpet, Lawrence Brown trombone, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Duke Ellington piano, Jimmy Blanton on bass, and Sonny Greer right there on drums. Now, let's see, what do I want to do? I'd like to bring in Jerry Mulligan's big band, his first recording of it live at the Village Vanguard. They used to play there a lot and rehearse a lot and work out arrangements a lot at the Village Vanguard on Monday nights. Wonderful chance, wonderful place. Longest existing jazz outlet, place, joint, whatever you want to call it, in the history of this country, and valued all the way. 1960, December 1960, Verve, Norman Grant's label, came out with this. We'll start with Body and Soul by Johnny Green, the arrangements by Bob Brookmeyer, who will solo on valve trombone, and Mulligan's baritone saxophone. At the Village Vanguard, Jerry Mulligan Big Band and Body and Soul.
Thank you.
Mulligan Big Band at the Village Vanguard, December 1960. Bob Brookmeyer's arrangement of Body and Soul, his soloing on valve trombone, and Mulligan on baritone saxophone. Now, Black Nightgown. This was is a Johnny Mandel composition and arrangement, which he did for a great movie called I Want to Live, starring Susan Hayward. Mulligan will solo, Brookmeyer on valve trombone, and Clark Terry on trumpet. And I always want to mention the rhythm section because Bill Crow's string bass and Mel Lewis's drums are very important to this ensemble. Here from the movie I Want to Live, Black Nightgown.
Thank you. Thank you.
City, December 1960, we heard Black Nightgown by Johnny Mandel, Come Rain or Come Shine by Harold Arlen, a feature for Mulligan on his baritone saxophone, and finally with the band, Lady Chatterley's Mother, written by and arranged for the band by Al Cohn, Brookmeyer solos on bell trombone, Clark Terry trumpet, Mulligan on baritone.
Thank you.
Jerry Mulligan Big Band at the Village Vanguard in New York City, 1960. And that was Lady Chatterley's Mother, written and arranged by Al Cohn, featuring Bob Brookmeyer, valve trombone, Clark Terry, trumpet, and Mulligan on baritone saxophone. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And something I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I want to mention again because I've been asked by the great dancer Tim Hickey to be involved this Thursday with a wonderful performance by dancers, singers, ensembles, and it's called Bobby, A Celebration of Music and Dance, the arrangements by Bob Brookmeyer, my friend. And I'm going to get a chance to MC, talk about the music, and whatever comes to mind. I might burn Bob a little bit with some of the truths that I know. But I'm inviting you to come along and say hello to me. I'll be there this Thursday, the 28th, in Bellevue. The show starts at 7:30 at the Maiden Bauer Theater. If you're interested in getting tickets, let me give you this. It's brown paper tickets, that's one word, brownpapertickets.com. And find out about that. Tim Hickey's doing all this work for the variety show. And I think it's important, excuse me, to bring back what used to be about people in activity. Activity is very important, active, and having people play and sing, and you get out and you get to go see that. Dancers, for example, coming to see dancers, and musicians coming to hear the music that Bob has so brilliantly put together. Thursday, this coming Thursday, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Maiden Bauer Theater in Bellevue. Right there for you. Hope to see you and have you say hello, where you're from, and so on and so forth. That kind of activity is important. Let's see. My mother's up next. Maybe it's my sister. No, it's no relation, but I would like to have it be. Her name is Lee Wiley. She's going to sing for you arrangements by Ralph Burns.
You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. If there ever was one, it's you. And life without you was an incomplete dream. Every sweet dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one half so perfect for me. 'Cause you're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. If there ever was one, it's you. Thank you. loved you was an incomplete dream. You make every sweet dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and love was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one half so perfect for me. God, you're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. And I'm living at last. Head to toe, you've got me, so I'm spellbound. I don't know if I am heaven or hellbound. This is new. Is it Venus insisting shadowy past? I am hurled up to another world where life is bliss. Is it Venus insisting that I'm through with a shadowy past? I am hurled up to another world where life is bliss, but this is new.
Lee Wiley singing for you and arrangements for her. In 1956 by Ralph Burns. You're a Sweetheart. Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson did that clarinet work by Peanuts Huckle. And then a rare one by Kurt Vile and Ira Gershwin from 1941. This is new. And piano work by Mo Wexler. She's going to sing now for you, Richard Whiting and Newell Chase and Leo Robbins, My Ideal. And I'm going to chase that by giving you Jimmy Roll's version following her. Here's Lee Wiley.
Long ago, my heart and mind got together and designed a wonderful boy for me. Oh, what a fantasy! Though the idol of my heart can't be ordered a la carte, I wonder if he will be always a fantasy. Will I ever find the boy of my mind, the one who is my ideal? And maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even know that he is my ideal? Will I ever find the boy of my mind, the one who is my ideal? Maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even know that he is my
thank you. my ideal. Maybe she's a dream, and yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Will I pass her by and never even know that she is my ideal? much do I love you. I'll tell you no lies. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are covered with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
That started with Lee Wiley singing My Ideal, written by Richard Whiting and Newell Chase, with lyric by Leo Robin, and then Jimmy Rolls in Paris, 1978, for Musica Records, sang it and played it on the piano. Then he did Leo Delibes' The Maids of Cadiz and Irving Berlin's How Deep is the Ocean. Jimmy Rolls and Lee Wiley, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, welcoming transplant survivors from around the world to the patient reunion, celebrating life,
and the center's development of bone marrow transplantation. Details about this life-saving research and the reunion at fhcrc.org.
I also want to give you one little bit of extra information about getting tickets. So if you're going to meet me at on Thursday in Bellevue at the Maiden Power Theater for this great show called Jazz It Up, Bobby, a celebration of music and dance. And that is, when you go brownpapertickets.com, then look for the words Jazz It Up, Bobby, and you'll be on your way. You must remember, I do not have a computer, and just this very last week at a garage sale, I bought a pencil sharpener. That's right. Anyway, I hope to see you there. It's going to be a wonderful time. Stephanie Porter singing, and the arrangements by Bob Hammer, and Latin dancing, and the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. A variety show of great proportions. I hope you'll be there. That's this Thursday at 7:30. It starts in Bellevue at the Maiden Bauer Theater. Okay. Otis Spann now, and his friend Robert Lockwood Jr.
Apart. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. You's on my mind every place I go. How much you love me, you will never know. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life no more. So many days since you've been gone, I've been worrying, grieving my life alone. But someday, baby, oh boy, she ain't worth my life no more.
Thank you. So does my story. All I got to say to you, so long, baby. I don't care what you do, but someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life. Boy, in a long, long way from home. You know me as a poor country boy, and I'm a long, long way from home. Yes, I was born in the country. People's I never been to town. was bread and bone. Came up the hard way. I just about raised myself. You know, I came up the hard way. I just about raised myself. I've been in and out of trouble, but I've never begged no one for help. I don't speak educated, because people's I have not known. Educated, 'cause my people that I have known. But I am done just about good as people's, people who have some. Letters in the alphabet. People said I can't even spell my name. This says 26 letters in the alphabet. People said I can't even spell my name. But you know I can go along so smoothly. People don't bother me, yes, they say. How to sign my name. Still each letter in the alphabet, yeah, to me they seem the same. Thank you. baby. Norman and Albert Bell look the same. Baby, I don't have a resting on mine.
Otis Spann for you, playing the piano and singing, and his friend Robert Lockwood Jr. playing the guitar. Worried Life Blues by Big Maceo Merriweather, and two by Spann, Country Boy and The Hard Way, all on Candid Records. The name of the record is Otis Spann and the Blues, done 1960. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Seattle Gilbert and Sullivan Society, presenting Ruddy Gore, weekends July 15th through 30th at the Bagley Wright Theater. This comic opera spoofs melodrama and romance and features a haunted portrait gallery of angry ancestors. Tickets at pattersong.org.
To go to Benny Goodman now, his quartet, Classic Quartet, 1937. He plays the clarinet, Lionel Hampton vibes, Teddy Wilson piano, and Gene Krupa on the drums. For Victor, this is Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider, written by Eddie Leonard way back in 1903.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman Quartet, 1937. Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider. Hampton playing the, Lionel Hampton playing the vibes, and Teddy Wilson, piano, Gene Krupa drums, and of course Goodman on clarinet. For Victor Records, Artie Shaw, the other clarinetist of the time, there were many more, but there was always this, you know, at that time, do you like Benny Goodman better than you like Artie Shaw? Well, that's all right. Competition, like baseball teams and so on. Artie Shaw, 1945, and his Gramercy 5 for RCA Victor. Roy Eldridge, trumpet. Dodo Marmarosa, piano. Barney Kessel on guitar. Maury Raymond on bass. And Lou Frome playing the drums. And, of course, Artie on the clarinet. This is called Hop, Skip, and Jump. Gramercy 5, and he played the clarinet in the 5, again, to tell you, Roy Eldridge, trumpet, Dodo Marmarosa, piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Maury Raymond playing bass, and Lou Frome on the drums, 1945. Marty Page, similar kind of thing. He got Art Pepper to play the reed instrument. He plays the piano, Marty does. Buddy Clark on bass, and Frank Capp on drums, and this is one Page wrote called Marty's Blues. ¶¶ Page at the piano and his little band and his composition called Marty's Blues, Hollywood, August 1956 for Tampa Records, Art Pepper on alto, Buddy Clark bass, and Frank Capp playing the drums. Dave Frischberg now on piano and Jim Goodwin on trumpet, 1992 for Arbors.